This is the tape of the NOATEC meeting with Nana and Kamiko concerning the proposed Red Dog project,
Light it just so that I can read a little bit. I'm going to have a slide show over here. Thank you, Roland. Red Dog deposit is important to Nana, each of you as shareholders, and the Cominco organization. Because of the long-term impact on the economy of the Nana region, Red Dog could prove most important business developments in Nana's history. We have with us here some maps over there showing the location of the Red Dog deposit. This is a model of just a small area. We also have over here some samples of the ore and then some samples of the concentrate. This is what we shipped from this area up to the smelters in the south. Grind up the ore and take out the good stuff, and that's this, and then they send this to a smelter to make zinc and lead. We also have some models of some equipment that of the type that would be used around the mine. Red Dog deposit, as we know it now, has about 85 million tons of ore from mineralization ore that grade 17% zinc, 5% lead, and about 2.5 ounces of silver rich in ore. It's a big zinc deposit, the bigger ones in the world. This evening we would like to share with you some information on the Red Dog and on our agreement with Nana. First, I would like to briefly tell you a little bit about the Cominco organization. American Incorporated is a wholly owned subsidiary of Cominco Limited. A Canadian company based in Vancouver, British Columbia, Cominco Limited was established in 1906 as a mining and smelting operation and has since grown into one of the Western world's largest resource companies. Today, Cominco is a diversified producer of zinc, lead, silver, gold, and other metals, as well as coal, potash, chemicals, and fertilizer. The Cominco organization is the world's largest combined producer of zinc and lead, supplying about 10% of the Western world's requirements for these two metals. Cominco American Incorporated, the largest wholly owned subsidiary of the Cominco organization. It's also a natural resource-oriented company. We have operations throughout the United States with headquarters in Spokane, Washington. Our diverse activities can be divided into four main areas: mining and exploration. Gary and I are in that section. Oil and gas, chemicals, fertilizers, and electronic materials. The orientation of the company is really towards mining. We're essentially a mining company, are in some other businesses because of our involvement. Our involvement in the mining field includes the Magmont lead zinc mine in southeast Missouri, shown on this slide, the phosphate mine in Montana, shown here, this is a smaller operation, and an extensive exploration program throughout the United States, and a large percentage of our exploration work is primarily for zinc and lead, but also for gold, silver, and diamonds, and for some other mineral products. We have a program looking for diamonds in the United States. doing exploration work off grid from Anchorage, Fort Collins in Colorado, Spokane, and St. Charles, Missouri. Minco American began exploring in western and northwestern Alaska in 1975, with the majority of the exploration centering in the Noatak and the areas. This is a slide of gained in exploring, developing, and operating in the Arctic has given the Kaminko organization depth of experience in northern mineral development that is probably as good or better than any other mining company in the world. This expertise will be utilized on the Red Dog project with key members from Kaminko's existing Arctic operations serving on a management committee together with members from NANA. Done with a hollow here, but these are studded with diamonds. And then you get this core that, we'll show you here what a real core looks like. And that has been, in this case, it's been sawn in half with the diamond saw, so you can, the geologists can look closely at it as a rock. This is the way you can tell what's inside the ground. Golden will say a few words back about the next section.
Okay, yeah. Beja kalau ada siwa doa kan aku doa maningnya telah sedihnya. Saya nak isi masuk nak kalau kuwich perlu banyak kalau banyak nak bunga ikis ini cukup. Mak angkat lubinya annual meeting nak ada shareholder kali macam apa tu abis tu kapting kan aku doa maningnya ikut isi pada kapi sih nak kuwich abis tu kapting. Dua minggu sebab ini kami nak sebab nalura soal lagi maningnya ikut dalam dengan tu nak apa pernah tu naya nak balik tu kita balik pada biar tema sebeli gak sirut nanti ini sebab dia kalau sirut pun kita sempat itu asyik buat punya jadi sih buat sebab dia kerja itu anak sih pun coba akan kan tapi mungkin selain dari itu lagi sih asyik buat kap cuma paniknya pakai cari kamu dah aman juga kamu kerja kerja kamu dah kemana panik pakai cari nanti uang Paulo, zinc, silver, and barite. Mereka, adik-adik temannya, bukan mana, barite mereka aduk dua ya. Sulit gas limon, ikat dua puluh, kredit gas, ikna, aduk satu, nampal, bukan, kalian, nalau, ni, kalian, si, masuk, kalian, gas lit, kredit buruk, dan mereka, kredit, 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 kenyap kulit, dioksibit berterbuat jadi galbanat dengan apa kandet dengan galbanat dengan rotu bersih. Tempat semua tuju sulis silver semua tuju di lama ini semangat dengan remanik sedangkan silver apa sulit silverware lalu tadi semua jadi silver menyimak apa kagor ni abli abli kami dengan rotu film silver menyimak apa sulit mana berai nalulu mana ilai sabu degelan kemba kalau mereka kira ni kalau ni nanti cuba rone ada kawan ni sabak si mana kau ni tuan ni zaman sebera atau wafat ni topik ni non ini tu muda muna sunan ada sekilas sekitar lagi
lead and silver types of metallic mineralization above the Red Dog are three relatively basic but important metals. Before I go on to talk about the metals, I should just mention again the barite that is used for drilling bugs and also for some chemical uses. Zinc is a shiny bluish white metal with two major industrial uses, galvanizing and die casting. Galvanizing, shown here, where they take big pieces of steel and dip them in hot molten zinc. The zinc sticks to it, and then that forms rust preventive coating. Galvanizing is a process in which an item is coated with zinc, and it's a very effective rust preventive agent. Examples of galvanized products include nails, green hardware, chain link fencing, metal light poles, ducts, garbage cans, steel siding, some of the things that are examples of galvanized materials. Die-cast zinc products can be found in electrical appliances and toys, plumbing fixtures, and power tools. These are examples of die-cast products. And one of the advantages of zinc die-cast material is that you can make very intricate and small shapes and then squeeze the molten zinc in, so you can make a lot of these very complicated shapes quite cheaply. I think probably would be surprised if these models here probably made of die cast zinc. It's fairly common to manufactured looking metal that is used by various industries to make various products. And you can see some of the gear sections. Silver tableware, jewelry, trophies, coins. The main use is in the photographic industry where it's used to make film and develop it. Next part of the talk will describe a little bit about the tour Nana and Kaminko agreed to conduct further exploration on the Red Dog past summer. Based on the favorable results and discussions held over the past year, Nana and Kaminko reached a verbal agreement about a month ago. Yesterday, evaluate the Red Dog deposit, and if the evaluation is positive, we'll develop a mine at Red Dog.
Well, good enough, Manning Yatinik, Black Wunyak Dogson, and I got accepting it in you. Is it clear for that? I'm sitting in there. Paningnya begini enak ini reak tak luj. Buat last month malam buat luj. Bapa paningnya akit. Kena kan perlu kau kami perlu di sini buat luj. Kampung ni kan nak kalau apa buat ikut pasak. Biar mana kami kami dan kesara nak tahu kami kena ikut dah luj kau kami perlu kau di luj itu bisa di sini senyaran itu.
Drilling on the ore deposit. So the picture of the drill working in the area. testing of the ore samples of material like this will be required to determine the amount and quality of the metal that can be recovered from the ore. On-site engineering work, the location of mine support buildings, detailed environmental studies, ensure the protection of your natural environment. Lifestyle will also be done. Mining by its nature changes the land, but through long-standing commitment to environmental planning and restoration, it was shown that the adverse effects of mining can be reduced. Controlling the impact of a mining project begins long before the first shovel of ore is moved. Detailed environmental inventory must be compiled on the air, the water, the soil, and the wildlife, to name a few of the areas of concern. Only a very small area will be affected by mining. Initially, the pit would only cover 10 or 20 acres. After the slideshow is finished, you can look at this model that shows scale. It also shows areas, possible areas of deposits of tailings. When you grind up the ore and take the good stuff up, you're left with some of the rock that has to be left on the site. That's called tailings. It will be put either here or here, not both places, but places that are shown on this just as examples. We recognize the need for environmental protection, satisfaction of local concerns, especially with regards to subsistence resources and activities. This slide shows subsistence activity in Greenland, not too far from Black Angel Land. At the Red Dog, our goal will be to minimize any unavoidable disturbance of the land, water, and air conditions, help manage possible impacts on wildlife and minimize the consequences. The feasibility study could take 1.5 to 2 years, or maybe more, to complete, with the decision to proceed based on the many economic, technical, environmental, social, financial, and so on, government factors, all these things. The critical decision whether to proceed with the project at that time will be made once the feasibility study has been completed and all the information has been analyzed. This is a big major decision. Hundreds of millions of dollars will be needed to proceed. All factors indicate that a mine is economically positive, then construction should begin.
I'd just like to point out that this is a critical part of the whole thing, the feasibility study. Because it's possible at the end of the feasibility study that we say we're not going to open the mine. There's lots of reasons. And he mentioned some of them. Maybe they can't make money on it, whatever. Or they can't meet federal or state laws, whatever it is. We've got some other things that we're concerned with. There's actually six of them that we're concerned with, and I'll just cover a couple of them, three of them. One, we went into this for jobs. Pinko can't show us that we've got enough jobs there to satisfy us. We're not going to approve the mine going ahead. Second thing is the environment, water, how they can take care of the water, the air. They don't goof up the land too bad. Can stop the mine or stop it from going any further if we're not satisfied with that. The third thing is subsistence. If we think going ahead with this mine moves up our hunting, fishing, trapping, whatever, we can stop it right there. Now, how we'll do this, we'll set up committees. They talked about earlier, we have an operating committee to put this mine together and to run it. six Cameco people on there and there's six Nana people on there. On both things, money, engineering, how they do those kinds of things, Cameco has twice as much votes as we have. But on these six things I mentioned, three of the important things I mentioned, the other ones aren't that important. Six areas, Nana has to agree with them or them. It's over. Now, with subsistence and the environment, how we plan on doing this is we're going to take and form a committee that advises this operating committee. And that committee is going to be made up of the Elders Council from Kivalina and Wilcat. So we have local people, older people who are not going to be corrupted by money, looking at how subsistence is going to be protected. That's how we're going to do it. Now, even later on, if the mine opens and we have a problem with subsistence, this committee can bring it to us, and what we'll do is say, okay, Cameco, solve that problem. If they don't, we can shut the mine down even after it opens. So we've got a lot of protection for subsistence in this. Remember that before we go into construction, everything has to be right. We have to agree that the mine is going to open. Both Cameco and Nana. By Nana, pretty much we mean you people. We'll take it back to you before we make that decision. You'll make the decision along with Cameco. Now, up to that point, if the Spanish say no, then we won't have a mine. We'll just back up and leave. But if the studies come out okay and we agree that we can open one, then we go to the next step, which is construction. steps in the construction process was to provide means of transportation between the Red Dog and the coast. The feasibility study will determine whether to use a railroad or a road. A railroad or road would be used initially to transport materials for development and operation. The primary purpose being for the hauling of the concentrate out of the line of production. The location of the Red Dog ore body near the surface indicates it could be developed by an open pit mining, which is much less expensive and safe than underground mining. This is a mining method we use in Pine Point. Concentrator plant, support facilities, and storage yards would also be required. These would likely be at the mine site. The feasibility study might show that it would be better to put these at the coast. There would also be a third larger area set aside to dispose of ground-up waste rock removed from the ore called tailings. When you look at the model up here, we'll give you an idea of what these things look like. A mine in a northern location needs to be self-sufficient so that there is no serious interruption in operation due to mechanical breakdown of equipment. A heavy equipment repair shop would be needed, along with a machine shop and a place to do electrical repairs. There should also be a warehouse to store the parts and supplies so that they can only be brought in during the shipping season. Among the necessary supplies would be fuel, spare parts for equipment, food and comfort for the people. Facilities for a laboratory, a training area, medical treatment, as well as offices for the accounting personnel, engineering and administration functions would also be required. In keeping with NANA's desire to avoid the establishment of a town site at or near the mine, a fly-in crew rotation system would be used for the Red Dog. The fly-in concept, which is common in northern areas, is